Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I admit it. I'm not ashamed of it. I like Celine Dion. Here she is, bringing us back. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I admit it, folks. I'm in touch with that side of me. Welcome back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of good stuff there. Don't forget to check out our blog and our newsletter. Subscribe to the newsletter. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots and lots of other stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll question. Every week we have a different poll question. This one, it's kind of political. We'd like to know what you think. The election's coming up, so check that out. And we're having a great visit with our good friends, father and son team of Jeff and Chad Kozer, the authors of Selling to Zebras. We're talking about making sure that you know who's making the decisions, not only who's making the decisions to do business with you, especially those repeat customers, as Chad called them, our installed base, or just, you know, if you got a restaurant, just the people who keep coming back for lunch every week after week. And not only who's making the decision, but why are they making the decision? And Jeff, welcome back. That why is a big deal, isn't it? Because what the reason that they, and this is, to me, this is what Chad and I were talking about earlier, Jeff. This is what's most important, because you sold them a year ago or 5 years ago or a month ago based on certain things that you agreed upon. Well, you know what? Things change, and if you aren't keeping up with the person who makes that decision, their motivations may change, and you won't know about it till they've gone somewhere else. What do you think?
Well, particularly in this business climate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, right now companies they're really categorizing all their expenditures into one of three buckets: keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Compliance, or the legal things they
right.
have to do that the
right.
government makes them do, and then finally that last bucket is what's left, right? Sometimes some people call that discretionary spend.
Right.
And most companies, their products and solutions don't fall into the first two buckets.
Do you think we get to where we're afraid to go back and we're so insecure about the relationship, or we're so worried about losing something, that we actually think if we leave people alone, they'll be more likely to do business than if we go back and sort of stir something up? Do you think that's what it is?
Well, that could be an element of it. But I think also, though, like Chad said earlier, I think it's human nature to want to go get the next new thing and even spend money on the next new customer.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to spend money on the customers we already have, thinking we've already spent that money.
Right. But Chad, people appreciate, customers recognize, if you're spending time with them, if you're spending time on them, if you're offering them resources, if you're letting them know, hey, you're a customer of ours, but we want to sweeten the pot a little bit, they consider that to be attention, and they like that, don't they?
Absolutely. And it's far easier to make a decision to buy from someone that you bought from in the past than it is to buy from someone new. So in that light, you may be worried about stirring the pot, but if you go back and take a look at what's really going on there, they're going to respect you even to a greater extent for ensuring that they're achieving the value or the hard solution. The hard solution value that you were trying to achieve before, go back and make sure that they're getting that. Make sure you're living up to what you promised them. And at the same time, that'll give you an opportunity to take a look at if there's other ways that new products that you've come out with could be helping that existing customer. If there's different bolt-ons that you could have sold them to begin with that might be helpful now. Those types of things, for example, are exactly what we're getting at with making it easier to generate dollars in this economy versus chasing someone that you don't have a relationship with.
Jeff, when you, the one of the things that I, when I think about stirring the pot, muddying the water. You know, let's let sleeping dogs lie. The business is coming in. Let's leave that alone. If you want to do what you guys recommend, which I think people should do, and go in and never be complacent about a relationship. One way it seems to me to keep from sounding, keep from appearing like you're insecure or that you are muddying up the water, you're messing up the relationship by just asking a question. To me, what I've always tried to do is to take something back with me to offer them, find something, even if it was just almost inconsequential, but something to take to them to say, hey, you know, we appreciate your business and let me, here's something else I want to do for you. And then ask them some questions about how they're motivated these days. What do you think about that?
I think that's an excellent idea. If you take a look at what you've done together with them, your body of work, and then you can bring them an idea or you bring them a piece of your solution that will add more value to what they believe and you believe they're already getting, then you're showing them that they're important to you.
It could just be a report on how well you served them. They might not realize that you've had no back orders in 90 days or something like that. And that's that. Now we're getting to the trust level that people will pay extra money for, won't they?
They will. And if there have been an issue or two, if you own that issue and you bring them a solution proactively, you'll open the floodgate in terms of open communication, kind of the path you were alluding to before.
Mm-hmm. Give us the website again, Jeff.
SellingToZebras.com, Jeff.
And the book is called Selling to Zebras, available wherever books are sold. Jeff and Chad Kozer are the authors. I'm Jim Blassingame, and we're going to take a quick break. Tintil, this case study we alluded to earlier, I'm going to ask the guys, what did this company learn? What was the ultimate takeaway from this exercise that they went into on making sure that they knew not only who the decision maker still was, but how were they still motivated? Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.